Now, from the head of a sperm to the head of a monkey and how the brain learns to categorise information. Harvard's David Friedman has found a population of nerve cells in the brain's lateral intraparietal area, or LIP for short, which seems to be involved in learning how to put visual information into different categories. For instance, a straight line versus a wiggly line.
The activity of a part of the brain called the posterior parietal cortex plays a role in learning and encoding the category or meaning of the things that we see. So what we did is we taught subjects to play a type of computer game in which they learned to group visual patterns into two categories. And then after they learned to play this computer game, we monitored their brain activity while they're playing the game and found that parietal cortex activity encoded the category membership of the visual patterns rather than encoding differences in visual features between patterns.
This is in monkeys?
In monkeys, that's right.
So this is relevant to humans?
Exactly. Yeah, monkeys are an excellent model for studying human behavior and the function of the human brain because our brains are very similar.
So what was the actual task you're getting them to do, and how is it designed in order to flesh out this linkage between neurons which encode the role of something versus just its identity?
We trained monkeys over the course of just a few weeks to categorize moving visual patterns, and these visual patterns can move in any of 12 directions, sort of you can imagine the 12 directions around a clock face. And what we trained them to do is to group those 12 directions into two discrete categories or two discrete groups so that six of the directions belonged in one category and the other six directions belonged in the other category. And then once they learned this category scheme, they performed a simple matching task. So what they had to do is to just respond when two patterns were in the same category.
And how do you record when they've learned that task and how these neurons pick up and do the categorization?
Well, we're able to record the electrical activity of individual neurons in the brain. And these are the electrical signatures of neurons in the brain communicating with one another. And so we're able to record these electrical signals and then later analyze the patterns of electrical signals to determine what kind of information is encoded in the electrical activity from different brain areas.
So before they actually started learning the task, how did the activity in those neurons compare with how it performed after they'd learned to do this?
Previous studies in this brain area have shown that these neurons do respond to moving visual patterns, but they don't encode anything explicitly related to the category of those motion directions. And this is in monkeys that have never learned to categorize anything. But once the monkeys learn to categorize these visual patterns, suddenly these neurons show very strong and robust encoding of the category membership of those motion directions. So through that process of several weeks of learning, we suspect that these neurons are undergoing dramatic changes in the way that they process these visual features.
So what are the implications to learning in general on the basis of what you've found?
Most categories, of course, are learned. You know, we're not born with knowledge of categories like chair or table. Instead, we learn to group items like this into meaningful categories through our experience with the world. And this is an important process because it allows us to make sense of the world around us and to behave appropriately in response to our surroundings. So by studying categories, it's a way to hopefully tap into the neural mechanisms that apply to all types of learning.
Harvard's David Friedman, who together with his colleague John Assad, has found a population of nerve cells in the brain's parietal cortex that learn how to categorize visual information.
Nature's Podcast, bringing the world of nature to life.